1924 to 1941, what was the impact of Stalin's leadership in the USSR during this period? There are two important questions we need to ask when looking at Joseph Stalin in power. The first is, how did Stalin come to power? And the second is, what did he do with that power when he got it? What I will do here is give an overview of Stalin's rise to power in the 1920s and then move on to the impact that Stalin had on the Soviet system and citizens before the USSR entered the Second World War in 1941. A popular interpretation of how Stalin won the power struggle that followed Vladimir Lenin's death in January 1924 is that Stalin was the best politician who ensured that all other candidates played by his rules. He was able to get people like Leon Trotsky, Nikolai Bukharin, Lev Kamenev and Grigory Zinoviev to accept that the next Communist Party leader would be Lenin's natural heir. While there were more than an element of truth to this view, it is too simplistic to assume that Stalin won the fight for power only because he was more ruthless and cunning. The rise of Stalin was bound up in the economic and political debates in the Communist Party in the 1920s, and these shaped both the nature of the power struggle and the nature of Soviet socialism after Stalin's victory.